From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
This is the real deal. I'm not going to lie to you. This is the real deal. And this hour is going to be a good one. Fan favorite, longtime contributor and friend of this broadcast from going back 8 years. Hard to believe it's been that long. And we're just going to jump right in here. Before I do, I have to go back about to the previous 2 hours just for just a second. If you're just joining the program, wherever you happen to be, whether it's down in those toasty beaches of Florida or up in those crab fishing vessels of Alaska or any state in between, in hundreds of cities tuned in, hour one and hour two were huge. Alan Gottlieb always brings it to the program. We missed him last week. He was traveling, and he had some free time. It was his birthday week, and God bless him for taking some time. And he came in today and brought us up to speed on a number of issues. And he was followed by Stacey Washington, Stacey on the right, who you may have seen on Fox News, Fox and Friends, just this morning. You're going to be seeing a lot more of Stacey Washington. She is the former St. Louis Post-Dispatch columnist who was suspended for writing a rebuttal, if you will, about a, let's just call him what he is, a left-wing lunatic, unpaid columnist over at the Missourian, who compared you, NRA, whether you're a member of the NRA or not, that's meaning that when they say NRA, that means you, that means law-abiding gun owner. That's what they say. They just give themselves plausible deniability by referring to NRA, the big evil straw man, when in fact they're talking about 100 and blank million of you. Okay, that's every Armed American Radio listener is who they're referring to. It doesn't matter if you're a member of the NRA or not. That's how they set it up. But he compared you, NRA, to ISIS, and said you pose a greater threat to America than ISIS. And threw out a bunch of phony statistics about how you're one in so many thousand times likely to be attacked by ISIS, but you are one in 330-something stupid, whatever it was, to be shot by. We don't even know where he got these numbers from. It doesn't make any difference, but it was absolutely ludicrous. And Stacey jumped out there and wrote a piece in her forum as a conservative African-American, black conservative female gun owner, and said that's crazy. That's absolutely insane. She was in Atlanta for the National Rifle Association meeting on her own time, attending, when she got an email in her hotel telling her that she had been suspended. She later quit on her own. Hats off to her. She was an amazing interview. We've gone back and forth a couple times during some breaks, and I can't wait to bring her. She's going to be coming to the daytime show next. So stay tuned with me on this. You're watching a career getting ready to explode here, and she's wonderful, and what a powerful voice for us as gun owners in America. And to have the courage, literally the courage, to do what she did and stand right up. And her husband supported her, her family supported her. Just an amazing interview and a really fun person to talk to. But check out everything about her, if you would, StaceyOnTheRight.com. Go give her due. Believe me, she's got your back. You can trust me with that one. And, of course, SAF.org. You want to go and donate. Alan was telling us about upcoming court cases filed out in California and four others that are getting ready to unfold here. But they require funding, and that's why it's not time. We can't sit on our heels here, okay? And we need you. I'm a member of SAF, life member of SAF, and you should be too as well. Okay, lots to cover. David Kodria is on the line with me. And David, welcome to the program, my friend. We're going to have more fun than we should be able to have. How are you doing today?
Mark, it's always great to be back on the program.
Always fun to have you. We had some fun last week. I love getting emails. Hedge on the show last week, I always get emails. Love hearing David on the program. When's he coming to the Monster Show? I said, well, he's probably going to come this week to the Monster Show. And here you are. So what brings us to this hour together today, David?
I don't know, Mark.
I'll let you grab the ball and run with it.
Nothing's happening at all in the world, is there?
Oh, man. Where do you want to go first? Honestly, that's what I love about this hour. We could take our hair down. You and I have been doing this together a long time. We've communicated
Let's talk about the Dodge Demon.
What is the Dodge Demon?
It's a new car. It's got something like over 800 horsepower, and it's red, okay, if you order it that way, and it's expensive, and it comes with slicks that are just, I guess, barely street legal, and some people want to ban it, but, you know, that shouldn't surprise us, but what should surprise us is who wants to ban it, and that would be Automotive News, this weekly industry news outlet, and they wrote an editorial, and basically that's exactly what they said. They said, you know what, this is just too dangerous. It may comply with the law, but it skirts around the spirit and intent of the law. And it's talking about the slick tires, I guess, which I call the slick tire loophole. And that kind of rankled me because I can recall, and I'm sure your listeners can recall, when we have gone through similar betrayals is the only word you can really use for it, from people who are prominent in the gun writing trade, okay? And we've all seen the examples of that. And for an automotive paper to be saying that the government needs to ban a certain car, it's the same quote-unquote progressive argument you see coming from, the people that say we need to ban certain guns because of certain performance features, and particularly when it comes from someone who ought to be a leader in championing, it becomes darn near unforgivable.
Well, I have to ask you this question, David, because I just have to do it. Do we really need a car as powerful as the Dodge or the Challenger SRT Demon? Do we really need that? Is it necessary that we have to have that?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that because, you know, on Armed American Radio, how often have you done the sound effects for the Prius? Exactly. And, you know, I mean, how many people have speedometers? Say 120, okay? Do we have any roads anywhere near us that have a sign that says 120? You know, is it a matter of need or is it a matter of if you want this powerful car, and if you have places that you can take this powerful car, you know, it's yours. This is supposed to be America. Now, if you abuse the power, just like if you abuse a gun, okay? You know, in all the years you've been doing Armed American Radio, have you ever advocated for anyone to go out and do a holdup or a drive-by shooting or a murder or, you know, any of these things? No, because those are wrong and you're hurting other people. It's the same, okay? It's the exact same argument, Mark.
You know, it's fascinating because I'm waiting for someone on the other side of the discussion here. But maybe the anti-concealed carry. Well, I'll just come up with anti-concealed carry. Come on, you know who I'm talking about here. I'm trying to be nice about it, but I'll just leave it at that. The gun grabbers, the gun haters, the freedom haters, the rights bigots, the rights deniers. We go on and on and on. I have yet to hear them say anything about this yet because they're the ones that love to use the automobile comparison, right? Licensing. Insurance. Well, now we have self-defense insurance, and they don't like that because it gives us a license to shoot to kill, shoot first. All this stuff. But you'd think that that group would be the first group out there. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic when I say, do we really need this? I would have thought that would have been the first group out there saying something about, they're always making the car comparison. Why aren't they saying something about that? Look, I had a beautiful SS Camaro, you know that. I put more work into it to make it even faster than it was when I bought it. It was fast when I bought it. So why don't they make that comparison? How come we don't see them? Why are they silent on this?
Well, I think they kind of try to cross over and make that comparison because you'll see Shannon Watts talking about how they have tried to found themselves or base themselves on Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. But
she has gone there. You're right about that.
You know, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers has never, to my knowledge, come out and advocated for a ban on cars. What they have advocated for are laws that criminalize driving under the influence. Now, we could have a whole other discussion on, you know, whether that door has swung a little too far the other way and whether the numbers that they're coming up with are actually realistic, because, you know, you could basically go out to dinner and have a couple glasses of wine and breathe that amount into the breathalyzer and be perfectly functional. Okay?
All right, hold that thought for a second, David, because we're going to take a break. The music's going to cut you off here. But I want to keep going there, and then I want to ask you maybe in another – I just want to carry this on for just a second, because it really proves the idiocy of the other's argument. And I'll use a menu as an example when we come back. Don't go away.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Mike Gallagher, man, he's the real deal. Welcome back to the program. These are the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What are you carrying your gun in? I have two Crossbreed holsters sitting right here on the desk. One right here. You can't hear that, but it's sitting right there in a Super Tuck. I wear it religiously. Had a Glock 17 in it for a large chunk of the day today and for a full day yesterday. And it was a full, busy weekend. And that Crossbreed holster was with me everywhere. Make sure to check it out, crossbreedholsters.com. Simply the best products on the market. That's why we have them here. That's why it's the Crossbreed Holster Studio. That much I can tell you. Also, USCCAOnAir.com. Make sure to check out USCCAOnAir.com. Activate one of three levels of the single best self-defense insurance on the market today. And it is the single best. Make the comparisons yourself. Take a look at it. Go to USCCAOnAir.com. Look at what you get. If you have questions, send it to me. I'll be more than happy to send you what you need if you have questions about the policy, and I want you to compare it. Not just what you read on a website, but I want you to compare the policies. They are night and day. There's a reason the USCCA's is the best. They pioneered it. That's why. USCCAOnAir.com. Three levels, one for every budget, one for every single budget. From $13 a month, $147 annual payment, one payment, all the way up to $347 platinum. That's what I've got. And $1.125 million in coverage. AWR Hawkins has the platinum. Sean Hannity has the platinum. And many, many others have the platinum as well. Kurt Schilling is a platinum member of the USCCA. It's all right there for you. USCCAOnAir.com. We're talking with David Kodria, WarOnGuns.com. You can get everything David Kodria at WarOnGuns.com. David, I said I was going to use a menu as an example, and I am, because it goes back to that do we really need argument. You know, the left has been coming at us with cars. Well, we license this, we do this, we insure this, we have all this for cars. Why don't we have this for guns? Well, we've blown that argument right out of the water. There is no comparison between a motor vehicle and a constitutionally recognized piece of or tool that I can use to defend myself with. But I want to go to the menus. We said, you brought up the Dodge. A fascinating column, by the way. We're going to quote a couple pieces from it in a second. But I said, do we really need, a car that powerful? Do we really need that? Well, I had lunch this past week or dinner this past week with my family in downtown Atlanta at the Hard Rock Cafe. I had a burger. And if you've ever eaten at the Hard Rock Cafe, their burgers are legendary. They're great. They're really good. Super good. My wife had a burger. She's as big as the burger. The burger was as big as she was, okay? David, the burger that my wife ordered was 1,644 calories. The burger that I ordered was 1,160 calories. Now, I'll tell you the difference. Mine was the Guinness bacon cheeseburger. This thing was off the hook. It was topped with Jameson bacon, some type of jam, Jameson bacon jam, and a Guinness cheese sauce. Then it had lettuce, tomato, and everything. It was 1,160 calories. That was the burger. That wasn't including the fries, dude. The Java Lava Burger is what my wife had. This thing had an espresso coffee rub and a house-made lava sauce with crunchy Java onions, cheddar cheese, smoked bacon, crisp lettuce, vine-ripe tomato, garnished with a fried jalapeno, dude. It was 1,644 calories. So I ask this question, why is that food even legal?
Absolutely. Do you really need a burger with all those attachments to it?
Can't you just have a burger? Why do you have to have that?
Mark, you could take that argument on just about everything that we
exactly
have and extrapolate. Okay? We could all probably, live in, little trailers or tents. Why do you need to have a house with four bedrooms and a basement?
Why do we need certain
and
incomes?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. This is not the purview of other people to define. The founders, recognized this. The pursuit of happiness. It's what happened to that? It's my pursuit of happiness, and as long as I'm not hurting anybody, go away. Mind your own damn business.
That's quite the libertarian argument there, isn't it?
How about that,
Some of it actually fits, right? All right, you alluded to this being, I think this there's a bigger story here. I mean, I know how big this is, but I found this fascinating. for a number of different reasons. Because we could take it and extrapolate it. We could go down to guns. Why do I need more than a revolver? I don't need more than a revolver. Why do I need that magazine? Why do I have to have a Glock 17 instead of that little 43? Why do I need that 45 gun? We could go on and on and on. And you mentioned three specifics because it was Automotive Magazine that asked this question. So let me pose this to you quickly. Why would Automotive Magazine apparently publicly eat its own?
Yeah, it's all I can figure is that they're trying to appeal to an audience that includes progressive auto buffs. I don't know. Maybe they think like the doctrinaire Republicans that if we compromise and we play nice, they'll like us and they won't really hate us. And of course, that's not going to work. You know, no matter how many concessions you give them, they're going to take whatever concessions and then turn around and point at you and say, he never compromises. He's, you know, just selfish, and he's evil NRA, and he will never get together with us and have that national conversation on guns. And I think, you know, our friend John Lott wrote a column recently where he said, you know what, he was willing to have that conversation, but they didn't want to have it with him. Why? Because they can't control the narrative. They don't want to have a national conversation on guns. They want to have a national monologue on guns and shut everybody else down. And if they can't shut them down through just the sheer force of the numbers, they want to try to shame them out of it by calling them haters and calling them ISIS, okay, and doing whatever they can ad hominem to try to shame us into shutting up. And, of course, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because of programs like yours. It's not going to work because of the Internet. No matter how much Mark Zuckerberg wants to try to, you know, play around with the algorithms to try to suppress our side of things and give the advantage to the mainstream, the fake news that wants to insist that it's not fake news, no matter how much Google News wants to suppress what it allows to go into its news feed, you know, the bottom line is our voice is here. You can't stop the signal. Our voice ain't going away.
Well, you mentioned three people who became real pariahs in the firearms community. One was Jim Zumbo from Outdoor Life. That was notorious. The other was, and this one might even be more notorious, I think, maybe because it's a little bit more recent. But that would be, and we've got just about a half a minute here, so I'll go through these three names. Maybe you can touch on them when we come back briefly.
Sure.
And then afterwards, I want to go to another piece that you've written, absolutely brilliant piece we talked about today, talking a little bit about the NRA and some other things that are being said. But there was a Guns and Ammo's Dick Metcalf. I mean, you know, Dick Metcalf was legendary. Been writing there for years and years and years. And then, of course, Recoil Magazine. Jerry, what's his name? Cy? Jerry Cy?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Cy from Recoil Magazine. These were three people that put their foot in their mouth and cost themselves dearly. One of them, a couple of them rebounded. One I don't think did want to rebound. But we'll let David go through the list and ask why they would put their foot in their mouth like that. When we come back, more with David Kodria. Don't go away. War.com, by the way.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. We're going to move quickly for the remainder of this half hour of the fastest hour in radio. Lots to cover. I want to talk with David about Rock River Arms in Springfield. Going to be very, very interesting. It's not something I shied away from on the daytime show, and I'll explain what I mean in just a few moments. Just the quick setup, if you heard my opening in hour one of the program, you heard me say that Rock River was supposed to be here today, or I thought they were going to be here today, but personal things get in the way. I want them to have a platform here to be able to talk about what we're going to talk about with David, and I'll leave it at that for now. But David, and I also want to talk about, boy, you got another really good piece up too that is, I just loved it. And, well, you got a couple pieces up there that are really good. But breaking with convention is a good one. So we're going to go there next, just to give you that heads up. But first, let's go back to, you know, I asked why certain folks would eat their own. Why would Automotive Magazine eat their own with the Dodge? You want to buy a Dodge or Hellcat or Dream, or, you know, Demon or whatever it is? Then buy it. And, yes, there are tracks around the country that you can take those cars to. And it should be nobody's business, particularly Automotive Magazines, for crying out loud. But I mentioned Outdoor Life's Jim Zumbo, Guns and Ammo's Dick Metcalf, and Recoil's Jerry Tsai. Let's start with Outdoor Life. Jim Zumbo appeared to eat his own. In what happened there?
Yeah, all three of these guys. Look, real quickly, because people with the Internet have been familiar with these stories. So Zumbo, basically, as a hunter, compared like ARs to terrorist rifles. And Metcalf basically didn't seem to understand the difference between infringements and regulations. And Tsai apparently seemed to think that it's a good thing that some firearms aren't available to the general civilian market and are only for the exalted only ones. There was a fourth name in there that is less known because this happened really before internet activism really took over, and that was in Field and Stream, and that was editor David Petzl, and he basically said a civilian has no more right to buy an AK than a block of C4 or a Claymore mine or something like that. And this was, unfortunately, at the height, 1994, when the Clinton assault weapon ban was going
right
through, and when we most needed the voice of leadership. And in terms of motivation, Mark, whether it's because they want to play nice, like they somehow think that if you throw the circling jackals a scrap of meat, they're going to leave you alone and be satisfied, whether it's to try to appeal to, like, just the sport shooters, whether it's to try to appeal to the elitist, SWAT-type guys. The bottom line is, just as with the automotive, if we don't stick together, Ben Franklin, if we don't hang together, we will hang separately. And you can't stress that strongly enough. And some of these guys, it appears like, do you remember Odysseus, okay, Homer? And,
right, right.
And they get captured by the Cyclops Polyphemus. And Odysseus makes him some wine, and Polyphemus looks at him and says, you know, because you have pleased me, I will eat you last. Like, that's some kind of reward. You know what?
Right.
They're still going to eat us, and we're not going to let you guys throw us under the bus. And when you do, we're going to call you on it. And if your careers get hurt, sorry. Think about
it. I should have thought about that. You know, I could go.
You guys are in leadership positions. Your voice carries far, and so don't betray us, for goodness sakes. What's so difficult about that?
Yeah, then to come back with, well, I didn't mean to say that way or whatever. Look, you know, it's possible that Metcalf didn't mean to say what he said that way, but it's too late, unfortunately. All right, let's move on to, let's go to Rock River Arms first, and then breaking with convention. The Rock River Arms story, we touched briefly on it today in a private conversation long, you know, several hours before the program today. Why don't you tell listeners, from David Kodria's perspective, in 5 minutes, what happened?
Oh, that's a little difficult to go into in just 5 minutes, because we had a big story break on a website that basically said that Rock River Arms and Springfield, in order to carve out exemptions for themselves, allowed a certain law to go through in Illinois. And now they're saying that, no, that's not what we did, but it turned out that it was their lobbyist organization that actually did it, and the executives from the companies happen to also be part of the lobbyist organization, and so there's a lot of back and forth. And in terms of what actually happened, Mark, unfortunately, we don't know what
right
really happened, because there's a lot of back and forth. He said, no, I didn't say, okay? And until we get a full and accurate accounting, okay, that jibes with the documented record, we're not going to know what went on.
I don't know that we're ever going to get that. And we talked about that today off air. I mentioned that on my daytime program more than once last week. So because we don't know that, my comment was really to comment on my no comment. I want Springfield and I want Rock River. These two companies have been around a long time. These are good, venerable companies. These companies have a right to be heard. I read the statements. I won't waste time here. If you want to listen to it, you go back and listen to the last week's previous show. You're at armedamericanradio.com. You'll see it up there, the show description. You can find it and get it yourself. But I want you to do it. I read the statements from management from both of those companies. They were forceful statements. And I made the comment also that there's something about this story that just doesn't pass the smell test. Now, if you ask me what that is, I can't tell you what that is. I can just tell you that it's many years of doing this. It's gut instinct. And I this is why this ties back in, David, to what we were just speaking about, why these companies, you know, why Automotive Magazine would eat its own. Why would Zumbo appear to eat his own? Now, Zumbo's, you know, made amends. He's come back. Metcalf and the rest. Why would these people eat their own, seemingly, to do that by making statements like that? And that begs the question, why would Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory, who do business in Illinois and live there, seemingly eat their own. It just, something doesn't smell right. I went into the fact that I think that this belongs, in large part, it comes out because doing business in politically in Illinois is dirty, disgusting. It's just downright rat-infested, you know, Chicago, Illinois gutter politics, period. And that in order to play in that environment, you know, your uniform's going to get dirty. And I'm wondering if that maybe is what happened here. I don't know. And like you said, so much has been tossed around. I don't think we're ever going to get to the truth here. Because of that, it's only fair to stand here in the middle and say, look, this is what I'm hearing over here, and I'm going to tell you about it. And I did, because I had a guest on who I read his piece about. It was very critical of both companies. Then over here on the other side, I read their statements. And I just want to bring this stuff to listeners. But is that a fair assessment?
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, the situation that they're in right now, they have to, you know, you say, we don't think we're ever going to get to the bottom of this. If that's the case, here's what's going to happen. Because I'm getting reader comments, some really angry comments that indicate that these folks aren't going to be forgiven. And, you know, in order to be forgiven, you have to, first of all, come clean, and then you have to ask for forgiveness. That's provided you've done something that needs to be forgiven. It is incumbent on them to clear their record.
Right.
Unequivocally, no weasel wording, unequivocally, clear the record. If there's a mea culpa, make it, okay? And then
the sooner the better.
Do what you can to make restitution to anyone who is harmed by that, and then proceed from there. But if you just think that you can ignore it and the noise will finally die down, there are people with long memories, okay? I have a long memory. That's why I remembered the Field and Stream, episode. That's hardly on the internet anywhere except on my War on Guns, where I resurrected, you know, a project from before I was on the internet. And so it's not going to go away. And there are going to be people who are going to harbor this resentment against them forever and badmouth them forever. It is incumbent on them to clear the air, to let us know exactly what happened, to let their customers know. And if they did something wrong, do the apology, make the restitution, go on from there, or if they didn't, destroy, you know, the people who are making false claims against them.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. I mean, it really is, and they deserve to be heard. So I'm looking forward to it. I want you to follow me along here. You can read my daily stuff on my little daily devotional over at armedamericanradio.com. I will be addressing this because I want them on the schedule as soon as possible. I want their voice to be heard. I want their voice to be heard. I want to be able to bring it to you because you, as a gun owner and as a responsibly armed American, need to hear it. When we come back, we'll continue with David Kodria. Don't go away. Wrap up the hour.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to
to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holster studios, it is hard to believe that the program is coming to a close. Unbelievable. David, thank you for being here, man, and on short notice, too, I might add. We had some schedule changes today, and we were able to get you in here, and I really wanted to get you in after the conversation last week. And start bringing your voice onto the program. You know, a long time ago, you used to call it the roundtable and all that good stuff. And boy, let's go here now. Did you want to close out? Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No,
to what we said about
you lead, man. You lead. We got short time. Let's get it done.
I'm actually surprised I didn't see Smith and Wesson up there. Okay,
I was talking gun magazines in particular. There were many other examples I could have cited. Okay, I could have said something about Ruger as well, but I was only talking Joaquin Jackson, the former NRA director. God rest his soul. But this was particularly just gun magazines that I was talking about.
All right. Well, let's go on to Breaking with Convention. I thought this piece was brilliant, as most everything you write is. Really fascinating stuff. What are you talking about in a titled piece, exclusive, Breaking with Convention? What do you mean by that?
Well, what we were talking about was the National Rifle Association annual meeting, okay, which just took place in Atlanta, and how it drew something like over 80,000 attendees, and how the demanding moms showed up with a counter protest a couple blocks away, and how they managed to draw, depending on who you listen to, several dozens and or a couple hundred. And by that comparison, we look at the difference between AstroTurf, which is the Bloomberg-funded machine, and Grassroots, which is the NRA and its members and gun owners and the Armed American Radio audience. And by comparison, also, I went back to when Bloomberg did the No More Names bus tour, and they would not release the schedule in advance because they were afraid of what exactly what was happening, which was gun owners would find out about it at the last minute, and we would still outnumber an organized, financed bus tour that brought in people. And in terms of the actual convention that they're breaking with, not just the NRA convention, that's kind of like a metaphor. The true convention that they're breaking with is that the conventions that were set by the Founding Fathers when they established the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that is what these people are breaking with, and we're not going to let them do that.
The first line of your piece, and I really encourage you to go read this, okay? You can reach over, go to waronguns.com, or Google the piece, David Kodrea, C-O-D-R-E-A, exclusive, breaking with convention. Take a listen to line one. Quote, "Moms demand action goes toe-to-toe with the NRA," founder Shannon Watts wrote in a PR piece, hosted for free in Newsweek, because evidently Michael Bloomberg's money isn't enough. Take a listen to more of what Shannon Watts had to say. Quoting, "As Atlanta prepares for leaders from the National Rifle Association to descend on the city for its annual meeting, volunteers for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America are also arriving from across the country. For the fourth year in a row, moms, women, gun violence survivors, elected leaders, and everyday Americans will show up and speak out as a counterweight to the nation's largest gun lobby." Now, I have Alan Corwin queued up from a segment on Tuesday of last week's Daily Defense. I'll go there in just a second. But really, David, Moms Demand Action goes toe-to-toe with the NRA? There were, at best 200, more than likely several dozen, compared to 81,600-plus law-abiding armed Americans heading into the Georgia World Congress Center. And that's going toe-to-toe with the NRA?
Yeah, and there's one other point, and it's, you know, Shannon Watts is a professional worm tongue,
She's a liar. She's a professional liar. She's a liar.
Well, but words have meaning, and she crafts it in such a way. She's not just a mom, okay? She is a PR flack, and we NRA members descended on. You know, that's a loaded term. It's like locust descended on. Okay, just using that verb alone is painting an image in the mind of her readers. And you know, forget the fact that Bloomberg can buy all the publicity he wants. You have the media basically giving them free publicity by giving them a forum to do that. You don't think that you'll ever see my piece, which appears in Guns Magazine, you don't think you'll ever see that get equal space in Newsweek, do you?
No, of course not, of course not. Let me go here to, in essence of time, civil rights icon John Lewis, Democrat, Atlanta, whose congressional district falls where the Georgia World Congress Center is, stood at that rally going, quote-unquote, toe-to-toe with a few dozen people to the 80,000-plus that were inside that convention hall. And John Lewis, Representative John Lewis, the supposed civil rights icon, because that the media gives him that. Depends on what civil right we're talking about.
Well,
stood there and says, "We're not welcome."
Yeah. Media called Ted Kennedy the lion of the Senate. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, my question to you is, why does John Lewis not, because you see, I would fight and defend his right to say the boneheaded things that he says. He has every right to stand at whatever park he was at with whatever boneheads show up to listen to him and say whatever he wants. I would never take that away from him, ever. But I will respond to it forcefully if I have to, because that is my right. Why does John Lewis not feel that way? A man who, listen, I'm not taking anything away from him. I made this very clear on the weekly show. I would love to have John Lewis on my side. What John Lewis went through for the fight that he wanted to fight, then, it should have never happened. And he what he did was, but why won't he fight for my right? Isn't that the same civil right? What's the deal here?
He wasn't fighting for rights. I don't believe that for a second.
Well, what was he doing?
He was fighting for neo-Marxism. That's John Lewis. That's basically he's a hustler. And I'm sorry, I do take it away from him because this man swore an oath to the Constitution, and he's got to know what the Constitution is, and he's got to know that what he's doing is actually infringing on rights. And to call him a civil rights icon, you know, I've got another saying, with progressives, every day is opposite day. Because if you really want to talk about the ultimate right, it's the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Talk about an egalitarian power-sharing right. And when you take a look at the discrimination that black Americans have gone through in terms, especially in terms of the right to keep and bear arms with the slave codes, where, you know, Clayton Kramer did a wonderful seminal work years ago, you know, basically called, it was called The Racist Roots of Gun Control. I urge you, if you haven't read it, look up Racist Roots of Gun Control on the internet and read it. It's a brilliant piece in how it went from the slave codes to the black codes after the Civil War, where laws would be enacted that would say that...
Where we just got rid of them in Georgia a couple years ago.
Yeah.
The public gathering laws. David, I've got to end it there, brother. I hate to do it. I didn't get to the piece. I've got the button ready to push for the Alan Corrin piece because I would have loved to have gotten your opinion up. But we'll do that on the weekday show coming up this week. I want you on this week, and I want to play this for you. It was really brilliant, and I want your commentary on it. David Kodria, warongguns.com. Thank you, David, for being here. Thank you for everything you write about and everything you talk about. Man, love your blood, brother. We will talk to you tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I will, because we're going to do it again. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.